They are some of the largest boat docks you'll ever see. Not mere spots on a lake from which to fish, but rather 1,000-foot-long steel railways for trains to dump their contents into waiting ships. It's a process that's been taking place here for over 150 years, and we go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, this is Paula, your independent director with 31 Gifts. You've heard from me about the amazing opportunities this faith-based company offers to folks both in the country and the city. Maybe you've been thinking of ways to earn extra money or even begin a new career, connect with others, or just find something you enjoy. Let me share with you how you can get started at no cost to you. This is the perfect time to check out 31. You can connect with me and my team at my31bag.com. That's my31bag.com. Begin the new year with 31 today.
It's Timothy Green's first day at school.
Mom, I can handle it from here.
What's in his backpack? He's about to fall
anything
over.
Anything he might need. There's a box of tissues and band-aids. There's a whole first aid kit, actually.
You don't have to be perfect.
Have a great day.
That's too much pressure.
Have the day you have.
To be a perfect parent.
There are two people who want you more than anything. They'll make mistakes, but they will love you more than you can imagine.
There are thousands of children in foster care who will take you just as you are. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Here on the shore of Lake Superior at Two Harbors, Minnesota, they've been shipping iron for over 150 years.
But what you're looking at here is a rail facility that ships about 8 million tons of what we now call taconite ore. And taconite is a reduced product that comes out of the ground at about 27%. And they reduce it and concentrate it into an ore product that's about 67%. And then that's what's shipped to the steel mills.
Mel Sando says the original docks are long gone, but they're still using relatively simple ways to load those huge ships.
They're over 1,000 feet long, they're 80 feet tall, and they're all gravity. It was actually a pretty clever system when you considered that they back the trains out on top. The ore cars each hold about 50 tons. That tonnage goes into a holding pocket in the dock, and then eventually when a ship docks alongside, a chute is lowered and gravity just loads the boat for them.
Today, smaller ships still use the gravity feed system. Larger boats have another way to load their shipment of taconite.
They've outfitted the second dock with a conveyor feed that'll allow them to load a 1,000-foot ore freighter in about 8 hours with 60,000 tons of ore. Most of it goes down to Gary, Indiana.
Mel explains there's a logical reason why so many steel mills were founded around Gary, Indiana.
When you think about why that industry originated down around that area, that was the halfway point between the Pennsylvania coal fields and the Minnesota ore that they needed to bring those two materials together to make steel.
You can still come here and see giant ships loading from these huge docks yet today. Traveling the countryside in Two Harbors, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.